repetitively, it kept coming. Kept coming. I know. You can talk someone out of something if they don't know. You can talk someone out of something if they think they know. You can talk somebody out of something if they just heard it. But when somebody knows that they know, that they know, that they know, you're just wasting your breath. Amen. And so I just, I appreciate Dr. Strong. If you don't have a Strong's Concordance, you need to get one. Go to the bookstore. I would imagine, unless they're out of them, they would have that. But you can take your Bible. You can take your King James Bible and take a Strong's Concordance and get yourself a Bible education. You really can. And find out where things are and where words are and what words mean. First chapter of Luke chapter 1, verse 1, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us." Now that's what makes a true Bible, New Testament, full of the Holy Ghost church, things most surely believed among us. We're not just gathering for a book report tonight. I don't know why, but every time I turn my television on to find something, you know, a religious program, whatever, it goes to public television. Well, sometimes they have someone talking that knows what they're talking about. But usually it's some fuzzy-headed professor from New England or some woman that's scary to look at, who's got all kind of theories about what life ought to be all about. I'm not being ugly, I'm not being mean, but I mean, you know, they just words, words, words. And of course, occasionally you'll get a believer. And I've seen born-again believers. I've seen spirit-filled believers on public television, but not as often as it should be. But the Bible said, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth an order of a declaration." In other words, a lot of people have a lot to say about the Bible. A lot of people have a lot to say about the Bible. You know, I don't watch those clowns, but the night comics have things to say about the Bible. The night comics have things to say about pastors or preachers or evangelists. They love to pick on evangelists or churches. So there's all kind of declarations about what somebody thinks the Bible is all about. But he said, as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. If you attend this church, what we preach, we surely believe it. I surely, and the majority of this church surely believes the Word of God. Amen. We surely believe the Word of God. "Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the Word." I studied that out several years ago. I haven't studied along those lines for some time. But really what this is talking about is actually someone who assists in a medical procedure or a procedure, assisting, maybe a PA, a physician's assistant, or someone who's there, even to a physician who is performing something that will help or save or enrich life. "Eyewitness and ministers of the Word." Praise God. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, Luke said, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest, that you may know. I mean, Luke just cuts to the chase. He said, what I'm writing to you that you may know. Not that you may think, not that you may theorize, but that you may know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. The certainty. I mean, no blink, no stutter, no apologies, that you may know. That you may know. And you say, I already know that. You need to know it better. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I mean, how many messages have we heard? Something about Sunday morning rang a bell in my heart. Amen. And God said it was a very important morning. It wasn't the amount of the giving, but it was the fact that there was quickened revelation truth. You know, you can talk about peace or you can talk about anything, but if you don't understand what it's all about, it's just a word. It's just words in print on a page until it becomes revelation knowledge in your heart. Amen. Over in Africa, they call even Pentecostals the born agains. The born agains. Now we know there's more after you're born again. You can go to heaven on born again, right? But to them, born again, and in most camps, born again means born again, spirit-filled, believing in the miracle-working power of God. So they're called, Pentecostals even, are primarily called born again. I just like to just let the Spirit of God make it real where it needs to be real to us tonight. You know, life-changing truths that we know. I think of this audience tonight. You drop somebody, parachute somebody into the average church auditorium, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who could explain the simple plan of salvation and close the deal, lead someone to Christ. They could tell you about Jesus. He's a miracle-working Lord. They could tell you he was the Son of God and a lot of wonderful things about Jesus. Yeah, but how do I know him? How do I get to know him? I've heard about him. I've seen others that know him. They say they know him. But how do I know him? And if you haven't written it down, you need to write it down somewhere. In fact, you need to keep one of those soul-winning scripts in your Bible 24/7. I mean, you need to be ready to lead somebody to Jesus in your sleep. I mean, you may get up in the middle of the night and walk out in the front yard to get a cramp out of your leg and the door locks on you, and then somebody comes by that needs Jesus. And you don't know what to tell them. You need to know that the Word of God, Romans 3:23, said, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Say it with me. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's everybody that was ever born on planet Earth, all of us included. Romans 3:23. All. I know there's other verses and there's all kind of verses. A lot of people try to take 1 John to lead people to Jesus. No, that's talking to believers. But Romans is just right on track. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number two, Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You say, I've heard that. I want you to hear it until it haunts you to the extent that you got to tell somebody. All have sinned And the problem with sin is the wages of sin is death. No one really wants that paycheck. There's a paycheck that comes for sin, and you don't want that. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Thank God, the gift of God is eternal life. And there's a third part, just really three portions of God's Word. You can take those three portions and you say, well, I've got to read these books and know how to fight Mormonism and how to fight, you know, the Muslims, and I've got to fight this. The JWs, you know, I've got to have, no. You just need to know those three verses, and you can lead anyone, anywhere, anytime to Jesus. Anyone, anywhere, anytime to Jesus. With the third one that I'm coming to right now. I didn't intend to get into this, but somebody must need this. I mean, I really felt a drawing in my spirit. But the Word of God said in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, but if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. Thou shalt be saved. Now I know the thief on the cross didn't follow all three points perfectly. He just cut to the chase and said, Lord, remember me. And in that simple shirt sleeve prayer, he said it all. The only reason we go to more verses and more words from more verses is just to cover the waterfront. But the thief on the cross, when he said, remember me this day, there's nothing else to say. He acknowledged the lordship of Jesus. He acknowledged that we're on this cross, this other thief and myself, we're here because we're paying for our crimes. This man has no crime to pay for. And Jesus turned to him and said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know T.L. Osborne in one of his books, maybe it's Healing the Sick and Casting Out Devils, but T.L. Osborne talks about a miner who was dying. There had been an explosion in the mine. And a believer came on the scene and they said, we need to do the last rites over this man. He was still breathing. He was still breathing. And he kneeled down and just quoted John 3:16 to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the man says, does that mean me? He said, that means you. He said, I believe, and drew his last breath. He said, what happened to him? He's in heaven. He's with Jesus. I mean, I like to see things as thorough as they possibly can be. But don't make it complicated. See it big, but keep it simple. Amen. Whosoever believeth, you don't have to join my church or any church. You can't give enough money. You can't build enough hospitals. You can't give out enough food to the hungry. You can't do enough to help hurting humanity. Those are wonderful deeds, but they won't save you. There's only one thing that will assure you being in eternity with Jesus throughout eternity. You gotta believe. Gotta believe. You gotta believe. Well, I didn't intend to stay there that long, but somebody must need that. You know, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 14. We know. Let's go through some we knows here. We know we have passed from death unto life. We know. Talk to yourself. Look in the mirror of your soul and say, I know. I know. I don't think I know. I know. I have passed from death unto life. Once I was blind, but now I see. I know, I don't think, I know, I don't theorize, I know. And this is what these soul winners run into, our teams that go out all the time. When you ask them about, do they know Jesus? Well, I do good work. I'm a good person. That's one of the big ones. I'm a good person. I don't do mean things. I try to help my relatives or my mother or my grandmother. You know, man reverts back to good works. Good works are the fruit of salvation, but good works cannot and will not save you. Only faith in Jesus Christ. For we know we have passed from death unto life. And I know it said because we love, and I'm not trying to exclude that. But you know, if you've passed from death unto life, the love of God's going to start operating in you. It may take a little while to get things all lined up, but it said because we love, and we love the brethren, we love the lost, we care, we have compassion. So Luke wrote that you may know the certainty. You say, all this preaching, what's all this? We're preaching to you the certainty of the Word of God, the eternal value of knowing God. That's what it's all about. Well, I've heard that before, but remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. You can't hear too much unless you don't receive what you hear. Because every time you hear, you get just a little bit stronger. You get just a little more confident. There's just a strength of God that rises within you. And then it goes, I really didn't line them out like I probably would have if I had more time, but Acts the 3rd chapter, verse 10. And they knew. How did they know? Because this was the man that was carried daily to Gate Beautiful in the book of Acts. And that man, all of his life had been a beggar at the door of the church. All of his life, the man had been a beggar at the door of the church, so to speak. And what do you know? He's walking and leaping and praising God with Peter and John. Where is he going? He's going to the prayer meeting. I tell you, when God raises you up, you head for the prayer meeting. And they knew. They didn't think they knew. I mean, how can you deny it? We've passed this guy 1,000 times. We know who he is. We know his family that every day will carry him to Gate Beautiful to beg of alms. And they knew. They knew he had been there all of his life. They knew who he was. They knew who his family was. They knew that this man had been infirm and could not walk. His legs could not function. He was paralyzed in some way. But now he's walking and leaping and praising. Well, I guess they knew. Amen. You stop occupying space in church and start helping somebody else. Start bringing them in, handing out tracts at garage sales, on the street, for the bus ministry, for whatever. Praise God. And they knew. You know, that's an increasing prayer on my part. God, give us notable miracles that when people see that, they will know. They will know. I think it was Marcirillo that said, a miracle settles all issues. I mean, the debate's over when there's a miracle. The yeah is over. Which church is right doesn't count anymore. A miracle settles it. Hallelujah. God give us more miracles. A miracle settles the issue. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been with Brother Charlie in different places in the city. People that used to know him used to run with him, and God only knows what they all did. They call him preacher now. And they know. They know. They know. They know that he's passed from death unto life. They know. You can see the grace of God on two legs. They know. And the same with every one of you born again believers. They know. Romans 8:28. Oh, here's a good one. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. They said, well, I don't like the way something's going in politics. If you just keep your faith on the line, identify the thief and call in sevenfold. A bad vote doesn't end the world. It can hinder the world. It can cause a lot of grief and so on. But, you know, even in your own life, you know, I look back on things that I thought, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me, and it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me. Boy, you got silent all of a sudden. Did you lose your victory that quick? Come on now. I mean, there's times I thought, no news could be worse than this news. But now I get to shout, as I tell you, that that was in the past. And my God has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And we know, we know that all things work. He said, well, I don't believe that. Well, it won't work then. I'm sorry. They just sent your order back to the warehouse. But I mean, put your faith on my, you know, if you could steal my faith, I'd go crazy. It's faith that keeps us on course. It's faith that keeps us going straight. It's faith that keeps us on track. Faith in God, the just shall live by faith. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Never will forget when we had that 13-year delay downtown, and that property was out of our, completely away from Calvary, that 8 acres, for 13 years. Oh, dear God, every time I drive by, I had to keep my faith on the line. I felt that I'd failed. I'd failed myself, failed the church, whatever. But you see, God kept it warehoused until he got worth several $1 million. And then when Satan said, I'll huff and puff and blow the house down, then Satan shot himself in both feet. It would have been worth less than $1 million if it had come the way we wanted it to come. But when God got through with it, it was worth several $1 million. Now, is that a blessing or? Yeah, yeah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. That's good preaching, Brother Nichols. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Daniel 11:32. The people who do know their God shall be strong and do supernatural feats, exploits. They that do know their God. If you don't really know God, what happens in life is just going to bowl you over every time you turn around. I can't believe what happened to me today. You'd never believe what happened to me today. But you see, when we know God, when we know God, I know a force that's bigger than that force that came against me. I know a force that's bigger than the force that came against me. I know the source of the force. And the force that came against me is limited. But come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know the source. I know the power of the source, and the power of my God is greater than all the power of the evil one. Oh, thank God, thank God. Boy, these are good. Psalms 89:15. Psalms chapter 89, verse 15. Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. I was telling the staff today, a parent came up to me that their last year their child was not in our school. It was in another school, and it was a school that doesn't believe in being, you know, spirit-filled as we believe. And I don't mean, anyway, they said, you know, we just felt like our child needed more than what they were getting, and said, you know, in just checking out two or three schools, said we walked into Calvary Christian Academy and said, before we talked to anybody, we felt the Spirit. Now, some people are kind of slow. They don't pick up on that. I mean, it's a school is a school is a school is a school. A church is a church. It's a church. But there's others that recognize the presence of God. And I'll tell you, every time I go into a church service, my antennas are up. Amen. I passed some kind of a water tower the other day, and I've never seen more antennas on top of a structure. And I don't know what the deal was. I just was awestruck seeing all those. I said, that looks like me. I've got all kind of a hallelujah. I don't just sit in the service and what's up, man? You know. Then I get my calendar out, you know, and wear my watch out, you know. You know, blessed are those that know the joyful sound. Boy, when I even think I smell a little anointing, woo, I get all fired up. When a song's being sung, there's songs that are sung. There's some Christmas songs that turn me off. Off. But there's Christmas songs that turn me on. When I sense the stirring of God's Spirit, something in my motor starts racing. Ooh, yes, Lord, right on. Hallelujah. Oh, when a sermon ceases to be a book report and I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, something in me says, go, boy, go. Hallelujah. Why? Because we're spirit beings and we respond to the Holy Spirit. We respond to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the touch of God. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And blessed are those that know the joyful sound. I'm going to tell you, the anointing is a joyful sound. It's a faith sound. It's an encouraging sound. You know, there's times I've sat through a service and really nothing rang my bell much. But all of a sudden, just one sentence, and it was worth the whole trip to church. Sometimes we get bummed out. Well, I'm not getting anything out of this. No, with an attitude like that, you're not going to. But I mean, keep your antennas up. Hallelujah. The next word he or she speaks just may be spirit and life. Woo! Hallelujah. The next word I hear may be my word of healing. The next word I hear may be my financial breakthrough. The next word I hear, oh, may change my marriage, my children, my grandchildren. Come expecting. Come expecting. Come expecting. They that know the the blessed. Oh, yeah, let me just give it to you right. Psalms 89, 15. Blessed is the people. Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Oh, glory to God. I mean, you make a camp meeting out of all of these. Job 19:25. For I know my Redeemer liveth. That's not easy to say in the middle of the ash heap. That's not easy to say when things aren't going your way. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I shall see him on that latter. Do you understand we're going to see him? We used to sing an old song back in church years ago. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. For he's coming in power. Oh, hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall. Okay. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer liveth, and I shall see him on that latter day. You know, we will see him face to face. We're going to see him. We'll not only see his face, we'll see his hands. We'll not only see his hands, we'll see his feet. And finally, we'll see that spear-driven side. Psalms 56 and 9. But this I know, God is for me. Now, how can you go under on that one? You can't. I mean, it takes a Titanic full of unbelief to go under on that one. You can't. Amen. This I know. Oh, how many times have I gone to sleep? But this I know. God is for us. God is for me. God is for my family. I know God is for me. Oh, praise be unto God. I know. Oh, mercy. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Well, let's just conclude with John 9 here. Let's conclude with John 9. This is a very interesting situation. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I mean, actually it's John 8. And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue. Wait a minute. The blind man. Where am I? In the 9th chapter. 9:25. Yeah, here we are. Here we are. No, the man who was born blind. I'm in Luke, that's why it won't work. There is a difference, you know. Praise God. All right, now we're getting on track here. Praise God. John chapter 9, verse 20, reading. Amen. Just about there. Praise God, you beat me. The Bible tells us that there was a man who was blind. Well, that's being in verse 16. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath. And others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him? What do you say about Jesus? That he hath opened your eyes. What do you say about the man that opened your eyes? And he said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. How many believe the parents understood that he was blind? Would you understand if you had a blind child? I mean, raised in your home. Would you understand? You would have that understanding, all right? And they asked the parents, saying, "Is this your son whom you say was born blind? How then doth he now see?" And his parents answered them and said, "We know not that this is our son." My Lord. "We know not that this is our son and that he was born blind." We don't know. And they said this for the fear of the Jews. Religion is mean. Religion is mean because religion didn't like Jesus. And they denied their own son. "What do you mean blind? What do you mean? We don't even know the young man. By what that means now doth he see? Does he see? We know not, or who hath opened his eyes?" We don't know. "And he is of age. Why don't you ask him? He'll speak for himself." And these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, "He is of age. Just ask him." Whoever him is. We don't know him, but ask him. They should have locked the parents up. Verse 24. "Then again called they the man that was blind and said to him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And he answered." Now the blind man's talking. He can see. "He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know." I need Brother Johnny on the organ right now. Where'd Brother Johnny go? Quick, Brother Johnny. Come on, Brother Johnny. "And he answered, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. I know not. I know not. But one thing I know." I don't know a lot of things. I may not be the sharpest. I may not be the most intelligent. One thing I know. Do you know one thing? Do you know Jesus? Come on. One thing. Do you know one thing for sure? One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. One thing I know. Come on. One thing I know. Do you know one thing? How well do you know it? One thing I know. One thing I know. You saw Isaiah walk up here a few minutes ago. One thing he knows. Isaiah at one time was in bondage to sin. But Isaiah knows he's passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. One thing he knows. He knows football, but he knows Jesus better than he knows football. I said he knows football, but he knows Jesus better than he knows football. One thing Isaiah knows. What one thing do you know? "I was blind, but now I see." Cue card, shouting time. Cue card. One thing I know. And you'll never talk me out of it. One thing I know. I said, one thing I know. Is there one thing you know? How well do you know it? Do you believe it with all your heart? Do you believe it so much you're going to tell somebody else about it? One thing I know. One thing I know. I got a box of chocolates through the mail. My old alma mater, they send me a box of chocolates every Christmas. Good chocolate. On the front, it showed my alma mater and the main ed building that I've driven up to so many times. And I thought of that night coming in from Palestine, Texas to Waxahachie on my way to Fort Worth. When I went to sleep at the wheel and that car went out of control, it just overwhelmed me night before last as I looked, as I realized, as that car rolled three times and gyrated twice at 97 miles an hour. And I thought, that should have been it. That should have been it. I shouldn't be doing whatever I'm doing. I shouldn't be preaching. I shouldn't be doing anything. I shouldn't be here. But this one thing I know. I said, there's one thing I know. The grace of God. One size fits all. Thank God for the grace of God. This I know. I know. This I know. Excuse me. Maybe I'm happier than you are that I'm not in hell tonight. Excuse me. This one thing I know. It was like it just dawned on me in a stronger way than it's ever dawned on me. I shouldn't have been doing anything I've been doing for the last 63 years of ministry. Should be an eternity. But this I know. This one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see. You say you're playing with us. You're mighty right I am. I'm trying to get you happy tonight. It's time we get shouting happy. It's time we thank God that we're born again. Every sin is forgiven. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be unto God. Oh, but for the grace of God, but for the grace of God, but for the grace of God. I just think we need to have an altar call of thanksgiving tonight. I wonder, just as a final part of this service, I wonder how many. Just lift up your hands and thank God for His saving grace. Thank God you're not in hell tonight. Oh, thank God you know Jesus. This one thing I know. I know. A lot of things I don't know, but this I do know. I know. I know. I know. Do you know? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah, I know you've passed from death unto life, brother. Hallelujah. You know football, but you know Jesus better than you know football. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. This I know. I know. Oh, this I know. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This I know. This I know. We know that we've passed from death unto life. Don't you ever let the devil lie you out of that. Don't you ever let the devil lie you out of that. You know. You know. You know. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget.
I'll never forget. No, never.